All right, it is 6:35 in January of 2026. University City Traffic Commission is in order. Do a roll call. Commissioner Moran?
Here.
Commissioner Zelenovich? Here. Commissioner Taylor? Not here, excused absence. Commissioner Hanley?
Here.
Commissioner Brady?
Here.
Public Works Director Sayla?
Here.
I said that wrong.
It's okay.
Police Liaison Lieutenant Whitley?
Here.
Councilman Smellerson?
Here.
City Attorney Mr. Mulligan?
Here.
And LT, I don't know his name.
Larry Beckton?
Larry Beckton. I've seen you around.
I just recently promoted to lieutenant in the last month here.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Okay.
So I have to change the minutes to reflect that.
Yeah.
So you will be replacing me here on the traffic commission as I transition out. So he was there at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be with him today.
Okay. Yeah, he was at our last one in here, and then that's it. So next month. Well, great. New LT. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes from last month's meeting?
So Kevin is not present.
Kevin is not present.
With one minor, I move to approve the minutes with one minor adjustment, which has already been discussed.
And that minor adjustment is?
Putting her last name. Hanley.
Larry, I sent you two new members' information, their names.
I do not have their new names yet, no. Oh, they were in the email, yeah.
Yeah, on the email.
But,
one of them is not available. But
yeah, and the other one didn't show up?
No.
Okay. So right now we don't
I'll
have
I'll find the names.
Motion by Commissioner Sarah Hanley.
I second.
Second by Commissioner Moran. Motion. Well, we got to vote on it. All in favor?
Let me see if it's anything new.
Aye. Motion approved by.
Are you resident?
Yes.
The new.
Yeah, item on the agenda, I think. 2000 Stanford.
All right.
Oh, okay, yeah, you are.
Come and sit at the main table.
You can.
Are you a commissioner or are you here to for
I'm just a resident.
Stand for,
oh, for
the first item.
Neurosurgery, I need your help.
He's worried about the football game Monday, so I don't even care.
They're going to lose.
So the agenda is approved. Approved as a. Oh, I didn't do the agenda. We'll go in reverse. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Siri
all in favor?
And Sarah again.
Yep.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. All right. So we have citizen comments that have nothing to do with the agenda items. There's something that anybody wants to talk about?
Yes.
No.
Can I talk as a citizen?
No, we're member
we'll
comments.
We'll do it under miscellaneous business. Agenda items. 8,000 block of Stanford Avenue. That has been before us before.
We're getting a full AV on this one.
Well, all right. So the 8,000 block of Center and Stanford. Requesting that stops can be added on Center in both northbound and southbound directions at the intersection of Stanford. Despite general compliance with the 25-mile-an-hour speed limit, there's heavy car volume and difficult visibility, posing a danger to the many pedestrians and children, especially during school hours. Request the city install a stop sign at Stanford and Center This would align with the existing traffic control at Gannon and Center, just 2.5 blocks away. So that came to us.
We tabled this. You have the we tabled.
That goes down to Amherst. So, all right. So,
can I make a comment?
Yes.
So, have we got a broader review of are there any traffic controls on Cornell and all the roads?
So there's two-way stops at the it tees on Amherst, and there's a stop sign there on Center. At Stanford, there are stops on Stanford, but not on Center. Same for Cornell.
So if we're going to consider one, should we not have uniformity? Otherwise, we'll get another petition sometime in the future.
Signs.
That's my only thought. Why just do one per one per one? Because eventually, that's all.
Well, you're wanting a four-way stop, I'm assuming, at Stanford.
So the police department has put the trailer out there and provided the data.
What about Cornell?
Cornell, it doesn't seem to have as much of a problem. I don't know why. It's the same traffic that's going down, but I don't live on that block. I don't observe it, so I can't speak as much to it.
From a law enforcement standpoint, let me just get some perspective. Lieutenant Beckman, I've been out there a couple times. In review of that, I mean, there's the area, space between Amherst, this is going all the way to Del Mar, if you will. So you don't have anything. As you come in from Del Mar, northbound on Center, there's a stop sign right when you come in there at Gannon and Center. Then there's no other stop sign between there and Amherst. Now, I'm just going to put it out there. I don't think that space is, looking at it probably, I would calculate maybe about 100 yards or so, 150 yards. I think in terms of football fields, if you can imagine what 100 yards is like. So, but the spacing between them, I think there's two other intersections.
Yeah, Cornell, Stanford, and Amherst.
Amherst, okay. To make a four-way stop at all of those intersections is a little excessive, I think. To kind of break the stream or the flow of traffic by putting, you got the one there at Ant Gannon and Delmar coming in, going north, and then maybe not the first in the street there, but whatever that middle street is. Now, I'm not sure where
it is. So not Cornell, but Stanford.
But Stanford, right. And then you have, then the next street is
Amherst.
Yeah.
That's so, right, as opposed to lining stop signs up together, it could be like, wait, you know.
People would just go through.
It would almost
go over and complain about having to do that many stops.
Yeah. As you come up at Del Mar, the first block is Gannon. It would almost make sense to have that stop sign at Cornell, which is exactly the middle of the block. So you come in from Del Mar, you'd have Gannon, and then Cornell, you'd have a stop sign. Then you'd have Stanford, and then you'd end at Amherst.
I think you need a stop sign on Gannon, because I think more traffic goes down Gannon east-west.
Yeah, I think from a grid perspective, that makes sense. But from the perspective of people coming hot off of Del Mar, unless they have to stop, they're going to go fast.
Hey, John, what's the passcode again for the Wi-Fi?
6801 Del Mar.
6801 Del Mar.
No space with a capital D.
I'm just having a look at the map on my phone.
And I do have some videos I can show of just interactions between pedestrians and cars.
Because there's no sidewalks, correct?
Correct. There's no sidewalks, and there's a lot of foot traffic, especially on the weekends. And I appreciate that the police department came out and did a traffic study, which I thought was really helpful.
We believe that 75 miles.
I called IT.
I can believe that.
That was one.
Burned. I
thought he had some, but I don't know.
75 miles per hour? That street is tiny.
Yeah, well, I know that they go that fast down Kingsbury.
Yeah, they go 45 down my street. It's a 25. Mm-hmm. And there's a stop sign, and it's got no white lining. Completely ignore it. So I have to have somebody standing next to my truck when I open the door, because I'm scared that somebody won't see it.
If you have a straightaway, people do look at it as the Indy 500.
Well, I'm all about street design.
So have we got the option to consider what we call in England sleeping policemen, which are the bumps?
So we won't put them in.
I refuse to succumb. Hot bumps? No. but
slow people down all the time. That's what meant, humps. You know, those humps.
Yeah.
We call them sleeping
people. We are free to do as a commission to make any recommendations we want to the city, to the council. So nothing precludes us.
Yeah. Because the only thing that slows cars down is street design.
It works on my mother's street in the city. They put two of them on her street, and there's a remarkable difference on cars.
It works on my street.
Because you know who normally speeds on the street? The residents around there.
They're not going to damage their car.
So they're not going to damage, so they know where it is, and so they
slow down.
They slow down. Am I right?
It's working now,
what amazes me is we have speakers from Kingsbury. Is the moment my husband and I watch them. They slow down for the speed hump, and then it's like a game. How fast can they speed up till the next point? But they can't speed up too fast, so that's a good thing.
So this video, what are we
watching people cross the street?
You'll have to, excuse me, I'll skip around just because these clips are based off of...
Is this facing north or south?
So this is...
Center is the one with the median.
Yeah. Correct. So this is Amherst over here. This is Stanford Crossing.
Okay. So it's facing...
This is center. This is the southbound lane, and this is the northbound lane.
Okay, so we're facing north.
And these are videos taken from 2 hours from two random days, just because that's when I went and checked the feed. But, this is when the police,
So already you've got the social desirability with the car care, slowing people down.
Yeah, so you have to wonder also how much that was, incentivizing people, but I guess that's not something you can adjust when you're doing one of these studies. But you can see, there's people who just stand in the street. There's lots of people walking around.
It's the people who are the issue, then.
Correct.
There's nowhere for them. Where else can they go?
Kids walking here, there's no sidewalk.
Oh, there's no sidewalk.
There's no sidewalk.
Rolling through. That's not going fast at all.
But it's not. There's
it's
no stop sign
you,
there.
You know, the proximity in general of the busyness of this street, right? Here's another car, going 30 miles an hour within, 2 feet of another individual.
And all they have to do is be playing on their phone, and that's a kid running.
A woman crossing with two children. Okay. Another elderly person walking down the street here. Here comes another car, right?
What day of the week was it?
This was on a Saturday.
So it's Sabbat.
They're going to Shabbat.
So it's a very Jewish neighborhood.
There's
a lot of people walking.
It is. There's a lot of people walking on these days, a lot of elderly people. And it's just, it's the natural flow of the neighborhood of where people walk. They walk along Stanford and they funnel down center towards Delmar.
So the average... On the police report, there's 32 cars an hour, was the average?
Yeah.
A lot of little kids here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, on average, yes.
Yep.
And people are generally walking facing traffic, except for those two.
There's a stroller. No sidewalk.
Really?
Yeah, because right now they're walking to shul when they come back from shul.
No, but you should always walk facing traffic.
You should.
Like these women
don't.
Should not walk
so
on that side. You should be on the opposite side.
When
you're a bike, you act like a vehicle. When you're a human, you act like a human.
So are people using it as a cut-through, or...?
No, this is just their only mode of traffic.
Yeah. They live there.
So they must know that people are walking on the Sabbath.
Right. A lot of people don't. Some people are residents here, and some people aren't.
Yeah.
A lot of kids on scooters and bikes and things like that.
And no sidewalks.
Family crossing with young kids, right? And this is a car coming from the other direction. There's a stop sign there, so it's much more controlled. But if somebody's just going down center,
on noise control. There's a little, like, five-year-old kid, no parent in sight.
Standing in the middle of the street.
So that's to give you just kind of an idea of what the proximity looks like there in the flow of traffic.
Well, it doesn't appear that speed is an issue based on, except the 175, which...
I would say it's relative speed, right? And I think one of the council members brought that up last time, is that even though it might be 25, it feels more like, you know, 40 when you're within a foot or two of somebody else.
Exactly. Yeah. Trust me, I know.
So because of the conditions, would it be possible to lower the speed limit to 20? As they say, 20's plenty.
I don't think anybody knows the speed limit there.
It's 25. It's marked.
It's 25 when not marked in 25.
As you turn on to center on Del Mar.
Then you're going to require police there to enforce it.
Well, no, I know. Yeah. I don't believe speed limits work. Yeah. But I would put in crosswalks with speed tables. That's what I would do.
And Stanford has stop signs.
Yes, Stanford does on east-west.
So the request is to put stop signs on the four-way stops. What would you think about yield signs? You have stop signs on Stanford,
yes.
But I'm talking about yield signs on Center.
Do people slow down for yield signs?
No.
Well, again, it's, you know, I'm just asking a question.
Yeah.
If that would matter, if that would make a difference.
I also don't know.
Because I don't think it's going to
say, how do you yield if you have a stop sign in the cross track?
Yeah, I don't even know if that would be recommended by the traffic.
I would think legally you would want.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's when there's a right of way.
Do people park on Center?
No.
No, you can't.
There's
no parking. There's not even enough for a pedestrian and a car, much less two cars.
I don't think it's so much the stop signs the issue. I think people are crossing. I think it's just that there's not sidewalks and people are walking on the street and people are crossing and there's just a lot of movement there. I don't know what a stop sign would do.
I think without redeveloping the whole area with sidewalks and everything else, this is a relatively low cost, you know, improvement that could, you know, affect safety.
And do our police have a specific opinion about that? A recommendation, I should say.
No, go ahead.
Like Lieutenant Willie said, as you come in northbound on Center, with the flow of traffic, maybe a stop sign, a four-way stop sign in the middle of the, maybe at Stanford, a four-way stop sign going east and west on Stanford and north and south on Center, just to slow the traffic down as they get towards Amherst. But I wouldn't recommend a four-way stop sign for each block.
I agree with that.
Is this a public or private subdivision?
It's public.
It's a public road. And I would hope that when the city repaves it, that they would look into some traffic calming measures.
That's what I was about to say. When we do finally gravitate or graduate to other alternative traffic calming measures, viable ones, this would probably be one of those streets that we should be strongly considered for those measures.
I was going to say the same thing. You know, between Del Mar and Amherst, if you come from Del Mar, as soon as you come in, you have a stop sign at Gannon, then you cross over Cornell, then you have another one then at Stanford, and then you have it. Normally, I'm not for that on a stretch like this, but with no sidewalks and people walking. I think having alternate block stop signs would
definitely causes a little bit of a challenge.
I know in the past, because I know Paulette Carr, when she was a council member, et cetera, was instrumental in pushing for county road funds and for grants for certain areas of the city to have sidewalks, for example, up and down north and south.
That was me.
That was you.
That's not county.
Even before that, but what I'm saying is that...
The south is county.
I know it's county, but do they have any money?
This would be a great one.
That's what I'm asking is, what are the chances in the future to put at the top of the list
sidewalks,
these areas like around Center, et cetera, off of Delmar that are undeveloped with sidewalks, of getting sidewalks in there?
I think that's a great idea, especially considering, I mean, I don't know what the purpose of that Center Boulevard is.
Yeah, it just, it really, really squeezes down the lane.
I would ask your neighborhood to do is, a lot of times what is truly helpful is for the neighborhood group or whatever who are concerned about this, especially in your neighborhood where there's a lot of pedestrian traffic, is to work with the second ward. You're in the second ward, are you not?
Yeah.
Second ward council? Well, I'm not so sure because first ward
loops around its way.
Okay. Work with the second ward council members to work with the city to get you on the list of the next ones to get that kind of funding.
And Kirkwood and Webster Groves applied for federal funding, and both were funded for safe roads for all.
Walkability and biking.
It's a TEP program. Is there a grant out now you were asking about?
Yeah, we're trying to see if we can apply for walkability and biking study when consultant will have the investigate all the city.
This would be a good one. It takes pressure.
So for the minutes, how do I characterize it? Put together a petition or...
It's basically community support.
I suggest that the homeowners get with their councilmen to try to get sidewalks installed.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I think stop signs would definitely help.
Anyone would like to make a motion to add a stop sign?
I recommend to council.
Motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it would get, if we recommend it, then it would go to council.
I motion while writing the minutes as I go.
And your motion is for
recommending that
four-way stop sign
is installed on the corners of Stamford.
And Center.
And I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Great discussion.
Any discussion?
Yes.
No discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any not in favor? Motion passed by unanimous
voice. Now you need to give us free neurology advice for the rest of my life.
Thank you all for your time. I appreciate it.
And you.
The last thing is to let him know when that's going to be presented to the council.
The council, yes.
Right, because that's the next step, to have the council approve it.
I have your information, so I'll keep you informed.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. You call her to make sure that...
My wife will be on it.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, like I said, I'm not normally...
Are you in rotation?
Yeah, but it makes a lot of sense.
You in rotation, or are you...
No, I'm...
I have neurosarcoidosis in the spine, so incredibly rash.
Okay, the next agenda item is for 7235 Shaftesbury, and that is presented by Susan Kleiner Collier.
Good job.
Who lives at 7235 Shaftesbury.
That's right. Okay. So I'm not actually complaining about anything right by my house. This is about the area you're just...
First of all, can you just explain to the board what your request is?
And her name and address.
Yeah. Basically looking at... There are two areas that I'm talking about.
Name and address for the minutes.
Could just say your name and address.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. Susan Kleiner-Collier. My address is 7235 Shaftesbury Avenue.
Okay, got it.
Correct. That's very good. I've got a power. It's mostly great. So this is just issues about elementary school children crossing the street.
you speak up a little louder, please? Sorry.
Is this,
it should work.
Is this one?
Yes.
Yes.
It is. So you're going to hide. Okay. I'm sorry about my voice. I have the flu, and I'm still not over it. Shaftesbury and North Jackson. This is right by the high school. So you can see Jackson Avenue is here. This is kind of just a weird angle, but that's the high school library there in the lower right-hand corner. I want to emphasize this is not just about my kids and my family. I know of 12 Jackson Park children who go through this intersection every day. And there are also high school students, and I think some kids who go to Christ the King too. So it's a lot of kids who are going. So my biggest concern is right here at the corner. Because people come up the hill on Shaftesbury and turn right, there's a stop sign, but they, you know, people don't stop, they just look right through it.
What time are you, is that for your morning commute?
This is both morning and afternoon. Morning is worse. Okay. Because a lot of people are dropping their kids off. Because
there's a sign actually that says no right turn. Between 2:15 and 3 p.m.
No, I think that's the left turn. That's about the school buses from the high school.
I thought it was no right turn.
Well, in the morning, I don't think.
On the southwest corner, there's a sign that says no right turn, 2:15 to 3 p.m.
Okay. Well, it's not. And in the morning, I don't think there's anything. This is like 8:30-ish. But people are doing drop-off for school. So these are mostly other school parents.
So are you saying people are driving from Hanley up Wilson, then up Shaftesbury, and then turn right on North Jackson?
And they turn right on North Jackson. They're either dropping kids off at the high school or at Jackson Park, for the most part, is what people are doing. And they don't stop at that stop sign. And the reason this is a concern for me is because you can see how people park along Shaftesbury, along the high school. Visibility is terrible. So the drivers coming up Shaftesbury can't see pedestrians in the crosswalk. And even if they stop at the stop sign, they have to pull up into the crosswalk to be able to see the intersection. So you're getting to these situations. Let me go back.
So that picture we're looking at right there, that's the stop sign on eastbound
Shaftesbury. That's this corner.
Okay, that's that corner.
Right here. Okay. Yep. So you can see that if people, so we usually cross, actually I have a laser pointer. I'm usually crossing Jackson on the south side of the road. So that crosswalk there, people can't see whatsoever because they're coming up the road. They're not stopping on the stop sign, they're turning. So I've had a number of close calls here. I've seen there's students, older students who walk to school without parents. I've seen a child in the crosswalk here, and a car went rolling through the stop sign without seeing the kid. So it's not a good situation. I'm also concerned about the other side of the intersection. This is again due to people parking too close to the crosswalk. So you can see here there's absolutely no visibility. This is my toddler's stroller. We were about to cross the street in that direction. So somebody coming westbound on Shaftesbury can't see us, we can't see them. You're out in the crosswalk already. You know, people pull up into the intersection even if they stop because there's no visibility in that intersection. All right, so my second major concern about the walk to school is this crosswalk on Balsam. I think you guys have heard about it. So there's a lot of foot traffic here in the morning because people park along Jackson in the circle. Yes, sir.
Is there a
Sorry, I was going to ask this question back on Shaftesbury and North Jackson. Has there been any traffic studies? How many cars an hour? Obviously, it'll be different at school, pick up and drop off.
Not that I know.
Yeah, I don't think we've done one on Boston, because I think it was a little further east.
Yeah,
on Boston. Mm-hmm. On Boston.
We did one near Christ the King.
We did one near Christ the King, but I don't know if we think we do one at that particular location.
Is that Boston between Jackson and Purdue, or between Jackson and Hamlin?
No, that's Jackson and
Hamlin. Yeah, so this one, I went here at Shaftesbury and Jackson.
I was talking about Boston, your other
piece. Okay, so if we're talking about Boston, that's Boston between the Circle and Hamlin.
Okay.
Okay.
So there were speed bumps that
they got pulled out. They got destroyed, the snow plows
ripped them out. But the school district had those put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And now, does the school district provide any crossing guards?
No. Sometimes there are periodically crossing guards, but I think it's mostly when the police have cadets. That's what the school principal told me. He said when there are cadets who haven't started the academy yet, we have crossing guards.
Right. We also have officers.
And there's the officers there.
Yeah, there's sometimes officers there, but it's extremely hit or miss.
But the school district itself does not have any crossing guards?
No, sometimes the principal is out there acting as a crossing guard, but he can't be there or anything.
And the Google Maps actually shows that, like, the lead up to that crosswalk having a parked car.
I've got it. That's my next slide. Yes, because I cross there all the time. And you can't see anything. And there's a tiny little crosswalk sign that nobody can see. And people come around the circle at top speed, and they have absolutely no idea that there's a crosswalk there. And if you're a pedestrian trying to cross, you gotta push your stroller out into the crosswalk.
That needs to be a much better mark. There should be a sign in the median.
That's a very half-hearted attempt at a raised crosswalk. It could have only been a full bore, hard, you know, proper raised sidewalk, it would be a lot better.
Yeah, that does matter.
But there should be some rain gardens on either side of that crosswalk to prevent cars from parking.
Yeah, that was my solutions.
But have you talked to the school district about that?
I've spoken with the principal of Jackson Park. He's very frustrated about the situation with the crosswalk. He doesn't really know what's going on at Jackson and Shaftesbury, because he doesn't see it every morning.
Right.
The high school principal was here last year.
He was frustrated at that.
So I know they see this as a big problem, but I guess I'm not sure if they feel that they can do a whole lot. Because crossing guards requires manpower. You've got to have someone out there every single morning. You've got to have someone out there every single afternoon. They drop off.
A lot of school districts have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
they have it on Big Bend and Wydown.
Mm-hmm. They have it.
Why not just design the street properly?
Well, until they
make
do
it
that.
Safe.
You could have the European options of have license plate security cameras that automatically send somebody like that
That's right.
A ticket the minute they get home, and they won't do it again.
Well, so let's go with solutions.
Yeah, there are some existing solutions here at the school. This is a light up crosswalk signal just to the south of Jackson Park on Jackson, like heading down toward Del Mar. So it's a push signal. You know, you hit the button and the lights flash red and people stop and you go. So why can't we...
I think Boston crosswalk requires more signage.
No, signage doesn't work.
Well, until we have something else. She just said it worked. She said you press a button, flashes, and cars stop.
Yeah, why would we really call this just signage? I mean, this is like big red flashing lights here and also in the median.
In all of these crosswalks, they should be at sidewalk level, and there should be bulb outs so that any line of park, that the crosswalk extends out beyond the line of cars.
That works.
Yeah. Can we just do some of this? Like
that would be a temporary fix until you can get a proper fix.
Or you can even, I saw pictures in New York City, they just put big rocks where they don't want people to park. Like decorative boulders.
Skinker and Forest Park Parkway has that.
Yeah.
So, Let's go back to Shaftesbury and North Jackson. There's a stop sign there, so...
It's a four-way stop.
So what's your...
Here's the solution.
People do not stop. Four-way stops are...
So it should be a bulk. This should all be sidewalk. So you make it one lane in each direction.
Okay.
Yeah, like why are people parking?
And people have to make a nice tight corner. They can't fly around a sloppy right-hand turn. They got to make a hard 90-degree turn. They have to go slowly. You just design it for the outcome you want.
Right.
And given that this is a school, I would hope that this would be a priority for the city.
Would, where is that? Reducing parking by the stop sign?
Yeah, just stay like this. Oops. Just stay
with
it. Don't let
people park
that close to the south side.
And you're suggesting that.
And also,
and you can put rain guards.
Yeah, I think daylighting both of these places would be a huge help, like immediately.
Lighting, but it's night. I think that people can see.
I think that would help as well, especially on Balsam. Now, cars park there on Balsam. Do they park all day? Is it like teacher parking?
No,
parking?
So there are often some people parked in the circle. Like you can see the school resource officer, for example, is usually parked there.
Yeah.
So there's often cars parked in this part of the circle all day. When you start seeing people park illegally like this.
Is that illegal there? Is that no parking?
Yeah, there's a no parking sign.
Oh, all right.
And lots of the signs are tremendously bleached in this area.
Yeah.
You can't read them.
Yeah, so you're not supposed to park there, but people do it anyway.
Well, and they're, I'm just running in.
Just running in, yeah. But meanwhile, somebody else trying to cross with my stroller and my five-year-old.
Well, I think that's just an enforcement issue of no parking there, right?
Yeah, but that requires people to come and force. If we change the built environment, then people can't park there in the first place. Then
I
don't
have to send
someone
tactical urgency
to be enforcing this.
Put
temporary solution with some... rocks or bollards and paint cheap solutions at both those intersections to create pedestrian bulb outs so that pedestrians are only crossing a narrow street and have good visibility when they enter the crosswalk.
Yeah,
that's perfect. The school
examples include
that?
Grandin Hartford, Grandin Connecticut, Grandin Juniata, whatever they have.
Right, I see nodding. This seems very common sense.
Have we got anything like that in U City? Is that in U City?
No, but I just found this on the internet. I was researching, like, what can we do to fix this problem?
Because you've done two things. One, you've narrowed the road so that people are going faster. And two, you're not blinding it. And that's, to me, that's so obvious. I don't know why we haven't done it already.
Can we do it?
Oh, it's money.
That is not money. That's just
so
that's a bit of paint. I'll go out there and paint it up in a wheelchair.
The bump outs and everything.
But those are bump outs.
No, I understand that.
I mean, the formal bump out would be nice, but
What they've done along Tower Road is absolutely fantastic.
It is really, I haven't seen it completely done, but.
It's done now.
Yeah. I know my back there. It's really, really good.
Temporary solution of pedestrian bulb outs at these two intersections.
Motion by Sarah Hanley.
On all four corners.
Are you specifically talking about Balsam between Jackson and Hanley?
No, I'm talking about Shaftesbury and Jackson.
Temporary
installation of pedestrian bulb outs.
People park too close to the intersection.
Yeah.
Every year.
Provide visibility and calm traffic.
Temporary installation of pedestrian bulb outs.
Bulb outs.
Bulb.
Like bulb, like tulip bulb.
Oh, bulb.
B-U-L-B.
B-U-L-B. Bulb.
It's 90 days.
Sorry.
It's my accent. Okay.
It's temporary.
I'll second that.
You can
obvious.
Get the permanent fix.
And then
it's
eventually,
not
90
days.
Crosswalk,
it's
I really
it's
do
not
think
a 90 day period,
signal.
No.
I have
to
say,
but I understand that's...
Temporary means 90 days, or what was your suggestion?
No,
temporary until a permanent fix.
The permanent.
Temporary is permanent until...
Not trial, not trial.
And that picture's terribly misleading with those Google lines on it.
Yeah, oh, no, it's awful. It's like...
The road doesn't go like that.
It seems like maybe there used to be a bump there, but it's been super worn down.
Well, no, that's the half-hearted attempt to raise sidewalk.
That is a bump, believe it or not.
So, but you can see how the sidewalk descends down, right, for ADA compliance. And it should be straight across.
I would love a like a push sign here.
Well, I think you could also do it though by putting bulb outs there also, and you know, preventing cars from parking there.
Yeah, just increasing
physical instructions
would be such a huge help because people don't know there are pedestrians. They don't even know there's a crosswalk. They can't see it.
And if you narrow it, it's psychologically.
Curb extension.
Yeah,
where cars will go slower.
It extends the sidewalk or curb into the parking lot.
So in the mornings and in the afternoon.
So that's
I don't understand why the school district doesn't have a parking
narrowing the existing driving.
They need to step up.
Stripes and
I know they could be frustrated, but.
I mean,
you're talking about a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours in the afternoon, 5 days a week.
Well, you'll have
it's not that. It's all the time. It's safety for.
Well, it's not all the time. It's just when school's in session.
Well, I would also point out
people
that
walk all the time.
Objective number one in the U City Bike and Pedestrian Master Plan says improve pedestrian access to U City schools by enhancing existing sidewalks, safe intersections. So this is in the city's own master plan. So I don't necessarily see this as the duty of the school district. I see this as the duty of the city to the children who live here and attend the neighborhood schools. We have to keep our children safe. And this is U City's own stated objective.
So we have a motion on the table to temporarily install pedestrian bulb outs. I seconded it. We're in the middle of our
discussion. At both these intersections.
At both these intersections. And we're in the middle of our discussion.
I'm very happy about this, yes.
Any further discussion?
Is this feasible within the city budget?
Provide.
Let's go through council.
City council.
Yeah, that's first. Council will make that.
Right.
So we use a recommend
the second.
Provide
yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Who seconded?
Oh. I second.
Okay.
Here are my adorable children.
So that recommendation will be sent to the council.
Right.
And again, I would encourage you to talk to your council person, which I guess is it Wayne?
No, Wayne's worth it.
Well, again, it doesn't matter. I'm the council liaison.
And find out
so
when it will appear on the council, and it'd be a good idea to show up.
Okay.
And
I want to find out too.
Include that your report and with Marilla.
Can you email me the presentation?
So send the PowerPoint.
No.
I'm still not sure what you're going to do with us, but.
And if you have
I don't know if it's legislation, but it's not an ordinance. I mean, it's just a redesign of the street, right?
For them because
I
they're
think
part
so,
of the
yeah.
whole system also.
No.
They should be on your side.
Okay.
And that's just that much more
oomph. The city did adopt the bike walk master plan.
They did?
Well, 2014.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
I commend you.
Nothing has been done.
I commend you on your preparation, your thoroughness. It makes our job very easy, to be honest. And so thank you very much.
I thought I was going to go more than the PowerPoint.
No, but actually the PowerPoint was very helpful. Thank you.
Seeing the visible makes a difference.
Yeah.
I figured that would be. Just trying to explain.
If you could become the permanent member on PowerPoint for us.
So the other thing, though, is just there is a second crosswalk on Balsan. There's two fake raised sidewalks, and I think they should both receive this treatment.
Yeah, I would agree with that, certainly. The second one doesn't receive as much foot traffic, but it's still used. You know, it's still right there in the school area. So I think that would be valid to do the same kind of daily.
Thank you.
Next.
Thank you.
All right. Item number 7 on the agenda is the council liaison report.
I don't need the mic.
Voice.
And I'll be just very quick in letting you know that the council last night approved a conditional use permit application to allow gas station at the corner of Olive and Hanley. And that's what that is. Circle K is actually moving.
Oh, they're going to move across the street?
They closed their gas station.
The council approved that. At Pete's.
I know. And I've questioned that. But this is Pete's, yes. This is the Pete's building. And
is it going to have more security, or are they going to be better than they were at the other corner?
They are, because they've gone through all of the scrutiny that the police could give them and made them, and they've accepted all the requirements.
We've done a pretty extensive septic analysis of that property, and we basically encouraged them and instructed them, this is what the city needs from you, to make sure this environment is safe and all can be.
And you'll be on their back?
Are they taking the entire piece lot?
They're taking the entire piece lot, yes.
So is this a done deal?
It is. It's a conditional use permit, so I guess that if you're going to
connect legally. Is this possible?
Well, and the question, I asked the question myself to the representatives, not last night, but previously, because this has been on the... This has been in the process for a while. And I asked them again, are you sure that's what you want to do? Because Circle K is not the same brand as Quick Trip. Quick Trip, to me, is a more popular brand, and that's a busier store. So if you want to literally invest $6 million in putting another Circle K on this corner, and that's what they want to do. But I think the biggest issue is not that what they want to do. It's the fact that there aren't any developers, there aren't any other interested parties that are interested in that property. I will tell you that the only other interest that I've heard recently, and that is the Jewish Boys School on North and South and Delmore. They have a contract with the Agape School that's right next to Pete's Market. So it looks like that's where they're going to, or that's where they're going to move the boys' school. So now they're looking at the corner of Hanley and Olive, meaning the Pete's Market lot. But as I told them today, we've already approved the cup for Circle K.
And what's going to happen to the old Circle K?
The old Circle K is being demolished, and that has to be demolished before they receive an occupancy permit for their new store. So they have to demolish the whole thing and remove the tanks.
At their cost?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I mean, it still will be there. They will demolish that ground level.
Will the new Circle K convenience store, whatever it is, going to have a liquor license?
They'll probably make that same request, yes. Which is what all our convenience stores have.
Never went in that one.
I
was too scared.
I guess.
So, again, and you're right. We really don't need another gas station, but... That's the only one really interested in.
We have one in Kingsland and Olive.
What's that?
We have a gas station at Kingsland and Olive.
That's right.
Then the Q-tip.
That's right.
The Quick Trip and the.
And then the Shell station.
And Costco.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And they want to still.
And then right up there on Delmar and Hanley, we have a gas station.
Gas is getting cheaper.
That's right.
So, okay.
That's the risk they want to take. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Unless our attorney can come up with something. That's it.
Nice. Build a new office there.
Okay. Remember, Seth.
Yeah. Miscellaneous business.
So I have some questions about the improvements that are being made on Pershing. Mm-hmm. Because my understanding was that any time there was any kind of the roads to be paved, the sidewalks to be put in, anytime there's going to be that scale of a project, the idea was to consider the bike walk master plan and how the biking and walking could be made safer. And so I'm talking about, in particular, Jackson and Pershing, which is going in exactly as it was, with no improvements to that intersection. And I just want to know why.
What improvements did you want to see there?
Ball mounts.
For what? For
pedestrians.
Well, Jackson, right now, you already got bike lanes on both of them. So.
Yeah, Jackson's a busy intersection.
Oh, I know. I live right there. So, in order to do bald outs on Jackson, it would take away parking
for Taco,
Buddha, and then increase parking in the neighborhood, which is already an ongoing issue.
No, that would be much more. Just at the intersection. Just creating tight corners so cars can't scream around the corners. And I guess my thing is, I just want to know what the process is and how these things come to be, and is there any kind of review and effort to make improvements? Because this is a lot of money, and you don't put down concrete very often. I remember at the corner of Washington and Kingsland, this was many years ago, they redid the ADA ramps, and whoever was the head of the street departments made them rip them out because, again, they put them in at these very soft angles, which encourages speeding. And he said, no, 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 they've got to be pointy angles. Mm-hmm. And so they were put in a second time. But is there a process? What is it?
Yeah, we review them, city staff, and of course MoDOT, because this is a reimbursable federal reimbursement project, and one of the criteria are to look at for ADA compliance.
But it seems like all we do when it comes to ADA
safety
is ramp
or biking lanes, or
we don't ever make it safer
for pedestrians.
For pedestrians,
yeah, exactly.
Or crosswalks, or.
It's a tough world out there as a pedestrian.
I may share you the plans, you know, that have been approved. Or
I mean, that was approved 3-4 years ago, wasn't it?
It's a project, yes. We are just implementing the construction.
But is there any discussion in the city about how to make it
Not particularly for this project. This has been four years ago.
Every project was supposed to have.
For the safety, like TEP application, for example, walkability and biking is under TEP application. So this TEP application program addresses the safety. So each project has to follow certain criteria.
And so what's being put in is like last year is deemed to be acceptable.
So minor collector or major collector, this is major collector, I'm assuming, Pershing. So that doesn't fall under TAP project for walking. Has to do with more or the size of the streets or qualification.
So what
classification of the streets.
Which kinds of streets fall under that classification?
So STPs, minor collector, major collector, arterial. Streets, they collect the residential to the main.
Right. So this is
but TEP application are mostly residential, internal, you know. They're not collector or for safety.
Because it seems to be both Jackson and Pershing are collectors.
Yes.
So would they not be eligible for that kind of review?
Not for safety or
not for safety.
Not for safety or like we have TEP application for safety.
Can that make sense to me?
Because it's a major classification. I can forward you the criteria. Of course, biking and ADA compliance and all of that criteria are fulfilled, but they don't encourage much walking on major or collector. It's more for driving surfaces. If it makes sense.
It's not a major collector, it's a minor collector.
So
the safety issue I have
think
is
just
is
to,
Jackson,
to
summertime
replace some sidewalk and curb, right?
I mean, that's
a Pershing?
Yeah, that's
and
all the sidewalk and curb improvement.
And the pavement.
The street.
We're replacing the pavement, we're doing the biking and all of that.
It's like when you're repaved, but not redesigned.
No redesigned.
Definitely not.
There's a lot of people that cross at that intersection,
yeah.
And there hasn't been any issues.
It's a very walkable, you've got Taco Buddha there, which is walkable for the neighborhood. I thought we were supposed to be encouraging that kind of behavior.
Any other miscellaneous business?
Yes, just a couple of updates.
I was asked by a council member at Clayton, because I live two doors down from Clayton in a new city, to come and give a presentation on my thoughts around the ADA compliance and accessibility in Clayton. And I framed it very much as, it's not about me, it's about people in strollers, it's people living, aging in place. And they actually approved the plan, and they've asked me to advise them on various things. Like, they wanted to put in, you know, things like a center crosswalks as islands, safety islands. I said, no, just change the timing on the crosswalk. Instead of it being, wow, 25 seconds, make it a minute so we can get across. And we went, that's a good idea. So,
well, I think all of the county roads, and I bet you a lot of Clayton roads are county roads, you have to activate the beg button, and then the beg button times out before the light.
I know.
And I don't understand why that is. And like, a normal city has a leading pedestrian.
And there's crosswalks where, and a good example is it Forsyth over Hanley? They basically put them that way, saving money to do one that way and one that way. They put them in the middle.
Yeah,
and in a wheelchair, throws you into traffic. And I said, you're gonna have a major accident. Somebody's
but those are county roads, though. Hanley's a county road.
Yes, that's
Forsyth's a county road.
So now they're trying to liaise with the county on, you know, trying to get it. The bureaucracy is coming. And then I was talking to Lisa Brenner, who's my next door neighbor but one, and she was telling me that they were putting an accessibility team together, and I would love to volunteer for that team.
Same. I'm pushing a stroller a lot of the time. Sidewalks are terrible.
And I will put that in the minutes.
Put that in the minutes?
Yeah.
And one final item. This would be Commissioner Moran's last meeting. So you've been on this commission for how long?
Two terms,
6 years?
Before that, the Plan Commission for three terms.
For three terms. Oh, wow. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure working with you. Any other miscellaneous business?
Will we have a quorum next time?
I will not be here.
Well, we should have two new
people. We should have two new ones.
Who didn't show up today?
I request an excused absence. Do I need to submit that in writing?
No.
For next month.
Absence will be noted. Excused.
So there'll just be a chairman and a secretary if the two new ones don't show up.
Yeah.
We'll get a lot done.
Figure that
out. Have a quorum.
All right. So if we have no other items on the agenda, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.